So tonight is the 12th yard site of my grandfather, Rabbi Yosef Nissen ben Rabbi Cheskel. We're wearing we in Nishmaso. And I think it's a perfect topic for my grandfather, who is the most straight halachic type of person you would ever find. Whatever the halacha was, he just followed it straight. Unfortunately, because of the Holocaust, he didn't get the ability to learn in yeshiva for as long as he probably would have liked. But, nevertheless, whatever anyone told him the halacha was, straight arrow. So that's what we want to know. Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol shuvo amar shloshe dvarim, b'pesach, v'yotzidei chavas b'pesach, what are they? Pesach matzah mar. You're not yotze, your obligation. So the question, first, as a background, which is a little bit outside the scope of what we're talking about, is let's say you don't do it at all. You don't do Pesach, you don't say these three things, of Pesach, matzah, mar. Are you still yotze, meseder? Or are you still yotze, whatever we're going to be talking about, we'll get to in a minute. The simple explanation is you're still yotze. So a yotze de chavaso means karo'oi. You haven't fulfilled the optimal seder, or the optimal, we'll see what we're talking about in a second, but you haven't fulfilled the ideal way to do it, but you're still yotze something. Fine. That's just the background. Now the question that I ask is, you're lo yotze de chavaso of what? So you get to the night of a seder, you get to Rabbi Gamliel, and right before Rabbi Gamliel, you put your head down on the table, you're out cold. You're out like a light. You miss all of Rabbi Gamliel. You miss everything. They forget to remind you when you wake up to do Rabbi Gamliel. What have you not been yotze yedei chavaso? No? Yaakov, in his introduction, Yaakov said, what did he say? He said, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. You assume that. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam, as well as the Meiri, when they say, well, yotze yedei chavaso, Meiri is explicit, and the Rambam sounds this way as well. Well, yotze yedei chavaso, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim in the optimal way. Comes along the Ramban, as well as the Rashbam, and Rashi on Haggadah, and says, you know what it means? Lo yotzi dechavaso, what have you not fulfilled? No? No? Lo yotzi de, huh? Pesach Matzah Marah, yeah. It's nothing to do with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lo yotzi dechavaso means Pesach Matzah Mar. Because the Ramban actually says, quotes that, he's before the Ran, but he's the style of the Ran that we talked about earlier, and said, no, you're still yotze, even if you forget this paragraph, you're still yotze the mitzvah of Matzah Mar and Pesach. Who was talking about Matzah Mar and Pesach? I thought we were talking about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, according to the Rambam. But according to the Ramban, as well as the Rashbam, this whole paragraph has actually nothing to do with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And so, in order to fulfill matzah in the ideal way, maror in the ideal way, pesach in the ideal way, you have to say what they are, and you have to explain the mitzvah. It's like a hakdama, like a tam. Where else do we find such a concept? On sukkahs. If you sit in the sukkah, according to the Bach, and you don't think about the ananei kavod, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. There's a certain understanding that you have to have about the mitzvah before you do it. What's the nafkamina between these two opinions? You have two huge, tremendously polar opposites opinions. One says you're not yotze in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. One says you're not yotze matzah, maror, or pesach if you don't say it. So what's the nafkamina? How about nafkamina number one? Ready for this? Pesach sheni. You have to say Rabbi Gamliel Omer and Pesach sheni or not? What do you think? If you say Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, is there a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Pesach sheni? No. Is there a mitzvah, matzah, mar, pesach, carbon pesach? Right? Yeah. Avad, yes. Nafkamina number one of the Binyan Sin. Nafkamina number two. Moad muzmanim, new. Anyone want to give suggestions? What's a nafkamina? What about, do you have to tell your son? We spoke last week a little bit. There's an ideal way. The ideal way to do vigatul bincha is with your son. Okay, if you don't have a son, so you do it with someone else, fine. But there is an optimal level of doing it with your son. Now let me ask you a question. The son, okay, let's hold separate chabura. Separate machokas, chinach and rama. But separate thing about daughters. Let's assume straight up you have a son. Your son wants to go to sleep for Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Or whatever, he's not around for Rabbi Gamliel Omer. He's in a different room, whatever he's done. You have to call him in to do Rabbi Gamliel to your son. If you say it's a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, then definitely there's an ideal of doing it for his son. If you say it's a mitzvah, Pesach, matzah, marv, this has nothing to do with my son. This has nothing to do with v'gadol bincha. This is my mitzvah of matzah has to be done with a hakdama of saying what matzah is. Nothing to do that. That's the matzah of Sternbach's nafkamina. Nafkamina number three says the Haggadah Vayagin Moshe. What does he say? Let's say you don't have Pesach. Anyone here have a carbon Pesach this year? I hope so. We're running out of time. But yeah, it's so if you have no carbon Pesach, so now let's say you don't say Pesach. So still, you know, if you say it's Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, you need to say Pesach Bezman Hazeh also, because it's a mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim exists regardless of whether you have a carbon Pesach. If you say it's just a prelude, it's just a hakdama, it's just an explanation of the mitzvah of carbon Pesach, so if you're not doing Pesach, so you don't have to say it. Let's say, I don't know, let's say you can't have matzah for some health reason. You can't eat matzah, let's say. So do you still have an Indian to say Rabbi Gamliel Omer? So if you say it's a mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, then of course you do. If it's just an explanation of what you're doing with matzah, so if you're not doing matzah, so for whatever health reason, so you don't have to say Rabbi Gamliel. Fourth nafkamina, how long can you go to say Rabbi Gamliel Omer? So we talked about this also last week. If you say, we said if the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, we suggested is really Kol HaLaila, or Ad Shechatfas or Shina, the whole night, really. So according to if you say it's mitzvah Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, you could say Rabbi Gamliel after Chatzos. You can have other problems, because you're not going to do matzah after Chatzos, but whatever. Let's say you're running really late, and so you just want to get in whatever you can. Okay, I miss Chatzos for everything else. Is there an Indian to say Rabbi Gamliel after Chatzos? So if you say it's Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, yes. If it's just a prelude to matzah, it's just a hakdama, explanation of matzah, so then there's really no Indian, because you shouldn't do matzah after chatzos, according to many, and therefore you would not be able to do this. How about a fifth one? This is my own suggestion. What about this? So the sefer Hamar Belasaper, I'm not sure who offered that sefer, but it's brought in the Masifta Haggadah. He says, asks a question. What's the Rabbi Gamliel? What's the next word? Rabbi Gamliel? Haya Omer. Yeah? Weird language. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, it's all explanations why it says it odd like that. Not for now. The Rambam, though, has the girsa of Rabbi Gamliel Omer. So he asks, why has Rambam changed Haggadah? Why is it, if the Mishnah says, Haya Omer, why is Rambam, when he brings it down, say Omer? Answer is, why does Rabbi Gamliel Omer? Rabbi Gamliel Omer shows that there's a machlokas. And Rabbi Gamliel is trying to tell, Rambam is telling you, Rabbi Gamliel argues with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who are later on in the Haggadah. What do they say? Your Yod say the Haggadah, mitzvah Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, by just talking about all the makos. You just talk about all the bad stuff that happened to the Egyptians, your Yotzei. Comes on Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you have to say Pesach Matzah Mar to be Yotzei, Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you see clearly, the Rambam switched the language to Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, to Rabbi Gamliel Omer, because he said he wants to show you there's a machlokas about how to do Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. That fits very nicely according to the Rambam, who says that Rabbi Gamliel's paragraph is all a Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim paragraph. According to the Ramban, who says it's talking about Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, there would be no need to change the language Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer to make it Rabbi Gamliel Omer, because this has nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar, who's talking about other ways to do Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. This, according to Ramban, has nothing to do with Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a paragraph that talks about Matzah, Maror, and Pesach, and it's that mitzvah. What about the last nafkamina? Oh, excellent. Perfect way to end. My last point. What about fifth nafkamina? I think of, no, six. Okay, not so good at counting. What about six nafkamina? Where should you put Rabbi Gamliel Omer? So, according to the Rambam, that it's a Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can put it anywhere in Magid, right? It's a Magid-based, Magid is a Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Put it wherever you want in Magid, it doesn't bother me. According to the Ramban, Bam Kasha, why in the world is Rabbi Gamliel in Magid? Rabbi Gamliel Omer should be, I guess, right before, it should definitely be after Hallel, you would think, right? Because the way it is, right? It's
before
right.
Before
it's often, even if you want to say it's before Motzi Matzah, it wouldn't bother me so much. But it's still in the middle of Magid. It's before Hallel of Magid, right? So what's Pshat? So the great Kasha. So Rev Zundel Kreuzer in Ora Zatzal, in his Ora Chama, Haggadah suggests a reason. Says, with Drush, sorry, bear with me, I'm not so good at Drush. But he says, what's the Pshat? It says, what's the reason of matzah? We had matzah in Mitzrayim, right? That's what we were given as slaves. For years, all we ate was matzah because the Egyptians didn't let us have anything else. Then we're going out, so God says, also kibbechipazon, right? Yetzas Mitzrayim. So we also had matzah. So what's pshat? Pshat is the reason why we had matzah in Egypt is because God, the Mitzrayim, didn't let us have the time, the leisure. We didn't have an hour lunch break to make real bread. So we thought we're going to leave Mitzrayim. The first thing the Jews wanted to do, what did they want to do? Take an hour lunch break and grow this huge bread, whatever it is. Make a real hefty bread, no matzah, crisp. You know, let it bake for a long time. What? Let it chal, nice chal. Is that right? Exactly. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you have to have matzah. Why? To show us that we are Avdei Hashem. Even though we left Mitzrayim, we are now not Avodim to Paro, to tell us we're not just leaving and we're free, it's all Hefker, we're Avodim Hashem. Okay, so what does it have to do with the placement?
Hashem said, we said.
But Hashem gave us a mitzvah, keep it positive. Okay, fine. Whether we said or Hashem said, fine. What's the pshat? So why is it therefore where it is? So what do we say right after it? What do we say right after the meal, right before we do mitzvah of matzah? So what's in between? How? What do we say in Hallel? Hallel, Avdei Hashem, right? Avdei Hashem. We highlight that we are the Avodim Hashem. So really, it's in the perfect placement, even according to the Ramban. The whole reason of saying Rambam Gamliel is to highlight the mitzvah of matzah, maror, and pesach, or with matzah. So therefore, we do it at the greatest time, right before we say Avdei Hashem in Hallel, right before we eat the matzah. So it's actually in a perfect place, according to everyone. Should be zeichet for my grandfather's neshama. Should be zeichet to really appreciate the lesson of Avdei Hashem that we go. That pesach is really a lesson that we are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon ourselves as well.